Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Helping people help themselves. That's the mission of the University of California Cooperative Extension, which applies academia and research to local issues across the state. An issue that transcends communities is wildfire risk, and landowners play a pretty crucial role in managing that risk. An upcoming workshop series is helping landowners develop plans to improve and protect their forest lands, focusing on Sacramento and Solano counties. Susie Coker is a forest advisor with the Central Sierra Cooperative Extension and joins us with more. You know, Susie, before we dive into this workshop series, I just want to check in with you because the last time we checked in with you it was during these like crazy atmospheric rivers. You live up in Myers near South Lake Tahoe. How is everything faring in your community and your home?
Well, most of the snow is melted, at least at lake level. We are still getting a lot of snow melt coming down from higher elevation. So there's still snow on the mountains, but everything is lush and green and beautiful. We did have about 40 structures collapse in South Lake Tahoe due to snow load. And so there's one down the street from me where there was damage, not collapse, but my neighbors are getting their houses fixed and trying to move back in after that big heavy snow.
And I think that just really illustrates that, you know, I mean, you go from one threat and hazard, you know, potentially to another, especially living up in forested communities. And you don't have to only be in the Sierra for that, right? So can you tell us a little bit about the issues that private forest land owners in California, what they're facing?
Sure. And first, I'd just like to describe who these folks are. California has 100 million acres. So an acre is a football field without the end zones. So that's the size of California. And about a third of that, 32 million acres, is forested, which means it has conifers or at least 10% tree cover by oak woodlands. And of that 32 million, 12 million acres are owned privately. 5 million are industrial timber companies growing fiber. But even more, 7 million acres are owned by regular people, just like you and I. 75,000 of them own more than 10 acres of forest in California. So unlike public or private industrial lands, these folks do not generally have a lot of cash sitting around, a lot of experts. Some may have generations of experience, but others are brand new at owning forest land or brand new newly realizing that they need to manage their forests because of wildfires. So there's a huge need to get a lot of forest fuels reduction and thinning done on those types of properties, and not a lot of funding, knowledge, contractors to get it done. So people face a big challenge in trying to get moving on reducing the risk of wildfire on their private property.
Mm. And that's why this workshop series is here to help some of those private landowners. It's been around since 2019. How does it work?
We have funding from CAL FIRE. We have hosted 24 cohorts across the state. Right now, we're at a 9-week online Zoom sessions with one in-person field day focused in a particular area. And the workshop we have coming up in July 18th, it starts, is in Solano. And so people can attend from that region or they can attend from any region because it is primarily online. Mm-hmm. And once what we go through there is things like understanding permitting regulation, all sorts of forest ecology, vegetation management, and the financials. We help people understand potential for cost share programs and hook them up with professionals that could actually help them get the work done. And the best part is we have funding once they've completed the workshop series to get a registered professional forester to visit their property and give them site-specific advice on how to move forward with their goals.
Yeah, that's incredibly valuable. Given that you've had, I believe, 24 cohorts so far, have you seen a change in public reception to forest management, you know, in the 4 years or so that you've been doing this?
I mostly get the people who are pretty enthusiastic to start with because they're willing to sit through a 9-week workshop. But I would say the summers of 2020 and 2021 were pretty extreme with wildfire. And so people who were maybe on the fence about what they needed to do seem to no longer be. I just really meet motivated landowners who want to work hard to get their properties safer. Some of the people we meet actually have already been through a wildfire. Maybe they've already had all their trees burn or lost their house. And as a result, we started another workshop series on post-fire management that we're doing around the state as well. That talks all about fuels, dead tree removal, soil erosion, salvage logging, replanting, and controlling vegetation around those new trees so that they can survive into the future. So we've been able to expand due to funding from the U.S. Forest Service based on those needs that we've met.
If you're a landowner who's kind of just a beginner, a novice when it comes to forest management and the importance and the awareness for it, how does this workshop series in forest stewardship kind of make it accessible, you know, to people who are really just at the inception of this?
Yeah, I mean, I hope people aren't intimidated that they're taking a university level class, because it is a workshop. We know we have adult learners. We have a lot of online materials. People work at their own pace. And then with our Zoom sessions, we have very short presentations from experts. And then they individuals taking the workshop series can ask their own personalized questions and learn about how to do things on their own property. There's so much in forestry that depends on the type of forest you have and that sort of thing. So really getting individualized advice, I think, is one way we do that. And then people connect with each other too. So we have these cohorts of learners who are actually learning from each other. They may meet their neighbors who have already done a project, and they can continue to go and see how other people around them are doing it. And I think that is the best kind of education for adults.
When we think about forest management, our eyes may go up in elevation to the foothills and the Sierra, but this workshop series is heading down in elevation towards Solano and Sacramento counties. Why focus? And I understand it's on Zoom, so you can pretty much join anywhere. But why kind of highlight and conduct outreach and reach out to people in Solano and Sacramento counties?
A lot of land owned in the foothills or forested land is owned by remote landowners. They own property that they may not live on. About half of the people that we actually work with live on their property, and the other half live elsewhere and actually visit their property or may not even have any kind of dwelling on it. And so we have found a lot of interest in our bigger urban areas for these workshops so that people can think about how to go out to their property and what they need to do once they get there, because their time is usually pretty limited there.
What feedback have you received over the years from people who took part in this workshop?
Oh, a lot of really great feedback. Very high marks for learning and getting started. A lot of people tell us they just don't even know where to start, you know, with huge wildfire seasons, especially if, potentially if you inherited a property and you never even knew much about it. How do you get started? So we have those types of great interactions for those new folks learning from people who've owned property for a while and that sort of thing. I think the other ways that things are accessible is having that registered professional forester come and visit you on your property once you can complete the workshop. So you can have personalized advice from an expert. So that's a really great way to get started.
Yeah, it's kind of like replacing or breaking down that barrier of feeling intimidated and overwhelmed, and then replacing it with being empowered and feeling like, hey, I can do this and take the right step forward. Finally, Susie, just some like housekeeping bullet points. How much does it cost and how long of a commitment is it?
It's $60 for 9 weeks. We pay for your lunch for our in-person field day and give you a cool tree measuring stick to take home with you. It's in evenings, an hour and a half from 6 to 7:30. I think this one's on Wednesdays. We have two websites where you can go and sign up. It's UCANR, ANR is Ag and Natural Resources, University of California, .edu/forestry workshops. And if you want to find out more about the post-fire workshops, all about what to do after your forest burns, you can go to UCANR.edu/post-fire workshops, post-fire workshops.
Susie, thank you so much. And we have a link for more information on our Insight page, too.
Thank you.
And that is Susie Coker, a forest advisor with the Central Sierra Cooperative Extension, discussing an upcoming forest stewardship workshop series for Solano and Sacramento counties, which starts next month, and that helps landowners reduce wildfire risk and develop plans to improve and protect their forest lands. And with that, that's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.